thinking plus X right there where it says not working. It is working. So click X where it says your microphone is not working. Dot that X down there. Right there. Yeah. And then make it bigger. Open it bigger.
Right.
Yep. There you go. You're on.
Right there.
Okay, I'd like to call this meeting to order of the Events Committee, Thursday, July 14, 2022. Let's all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Roll call.
Karen Hood here.
Mark Rosowski here.
Debbie Kopp here.
Rich Kopp here.
Any conflicts of interest on?
Yeah, I'm going to get at it.
Yes, no. Ice cream is weight causing. Okay, first item on our agenda, Saturday's ice cream social. I think the first one went pretty good.
I do too.
And hopefully we don't have as much wind as we did at the last one so we can have it, you know, out under the park. After the meeting's over, we can take a look in the kitchen to see what supplies we think we might need. I organize things a little bit. I'm going to bring down my cart so it'll be a little easier for us to load the stuff and take it out to.
I brought from the last one, I brought back the cookie crumbles. Okay. So we don't need any cookie crumbles.
Okay.
We're doing popcorn and cotton candy or no?
I think the kids love that, but I would almost save it for other things to make them excited for.
They will save it for the last one.
Yeah.
For the August one.
Okay. Can I walk through the bounce house or no?
We can take out the bounce house.
For the last one?
Yeah.
All right. We'll take everything out.
Yeah, because you know, that popcorn only stays so long. And then you know,
maybe
the popcorn machine. Okay. But okay, so we'll take out popcorn on Saturday.
We'll do that.
Okay. Then it doesn't pop.
Okay, so that's anything else on item number one for Saturday?
We're going to be here at what, five?
Five.
Okay.
We need four tables. All the stuff will go over the cabinets where I found all the stuff when I was here last week. We'll go over it so everybody knows where it's at.
Four tables.
We sent them the water?
Yes, the water jug. I found the old hose that we lost. Okay. Item number two, discussion on the August ice cream social. That's our last one, so maybe we'll do that one. Kind of biggish. We'll do popcorn candy. We'll do the cotton candy. Popcorn, cotton candy. We'll, you know, take out the bounce house if we want to do like a Sunday contest or something like that. That way we don't have to get, I mean, we could always get bananas and, you know, different toppings. But I'm open for suggestions.
Maybe banana split.
Right. Mm-hmm. But I was just thinking of trying not to have to get the bowl or whatever.
Yeah, because they're not that expensive, but they are. You know,
well, if you find it on Amazon, send me the link and we'll order them.
They're banana splits.
So there's like the special.
You know, the balls, the banana boat.
Yeah. Or we can just slice the bananas.
Yeah. Our ice cream choices for August, maybe chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry.
And then more toppings and keep the.
Yeah, keep it maybe like a banana sundae or something.
Okay.
We could slice the bananas so they'll fit in the regular bowl. We could slice strawberries if we wanted to. Those would fit in the regular bowl. We're getting fancy. I think the only, if you wanted to do like banana splits, we would need the toppings, the pineapple, strawberry, and we got the chocolate. So, you know, maybe we could get some price. I'll look. There was a website that they had. It wasn't that expensive, but the shipping was expensive.
Right. Well, look on Amazon, see if we can get something.
Well, yeah, but it was cheaper than Amazon.
But maybe with the shipping, it'll all come out.
Yeah.
To be about the same.
And then the cherries, we would need the cherries too.
These are all things that my husband may be able to get for us for a better price, but I don't know.
Well, we have to like act on it because look how fast this ice cream social came up. We felt like we just had the other one last week, and August will be here before you know it.
Okay, we'll do. We'll check.
Okay. This is a hot topic number 3, discussion on Founders Day. I don't think that we have enough personnel to do Founders Day the way we have done it in the past, because really this is the entertainment committee right here, plus Rich. This is our entertainment committee, the 5 of us.
And we do have Delilah also, but
it's a lot of
it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work
for what we do right now.
Right.
About adding activities and whatnot,
like all the games and stuff. So unless we get more volunteers, I think that this year, instead of the so-called Founders Day, we do a maybe end of year party and come up with.
I think that would be a good idea, and then maybe just have hot dogs and hamburgers instead of the breakfast thing. And
I do know 2 people who will volunteer.
Wow,
right, already asked.
Right, a lot of people say they volunteer, but then actually getting them here
to
do the physical work.
These 2 weeks
to do the physical work because hauling these tables around.
Yeah. And they have we have little shades and stuff that
we have canopies.
It took us like a half a day just to set it up for that one before COVID.
We get like 7 o'clock in the morning.
And we had how many people? Probably like 10 people.
Yeah.
Working
and working, and I'm like, not worth it. 10 people are gonna show up.
Because those tents are hard to put out.
Yeah.
Cleanup seems to be a lot easier because more people stick around and help setting it up is the hard.